Attractive. A lot of people don't like him. And you go, he's willing to shine a light in places that usually people don't want light to be shown in. And that is transcendent. That's a great thing. That is a person who is not driven by fear. And, it's a great thing. I tell you, it's a wonderful thing. I'd much rather emulate Alex Jones than be derisive of him. Say, it's conspiracy theories and stuff like that. You go, you know what? How many times has he been correct? 9/11? He predicted it. But that was a long time ago. But he had put together several pieces and got it done. One of the great crusaders for Christ is Alex Jones, in his own way. Driven by a sense of mission, employing the tools of zealotry. I think he's a great guy. Despite his flaws, going out there and working it. Go Alex Jones. He's won over a lot of people. Let me tell you, I listen a lot to the No Agenda show. Or, yeah, that's what they call it. And they used to think nothing of Alex Jones. They would mock him relentlessly. And let me tell you, The No Agenda guys have I don't know if they've really decided that he's a wonderful guy, but I think they see through the stuff, and they saw it calling him AJ for Alex Jones, and I don't know if it's a kindred spirit thing, but anyway, I don't mean to get off onto that tangent. There was actually a reason to start up the recorder. I went and I've been pondering for quite a while. Further education. I don't like going backwards. You know, people will say, well, I've got 3 master's degrees, 4 bachelor's degrees, and you're going, and I've just never felt like going that way was what I should do. I always wanted to kind of build. Although, can I be honest? I've got an associate's degree in daycare management. That's child daycare management. Which was a little bit of child development, a little bit of management. Its purpose was for you to start a child care center. I got that degree, and I was working toward a bachelor's degree in basically kind of an expansion of that, and it fell apart, and I think it was for a larger reason. I still poked at it, but I was very much in the realm of family daycare, family-based child care. Very much preferred it. Anyway, and I taught a course basically for child care providers, and I was more of a rabble-rouser than I was a good, loyal little soldier. You know, a lot of the stuff was done by left-leaning people. And I twisted it. To something I thought was more appropriate. I didn't want all child care centers to be the same. That's kind of the whole thing. I don't like to pick on people, but I'm going to pick on an ideology that many people worship quite readily. Which is a sameness. We must all be the same and teach the same. It's an orthodoxy, and I am not. I am not an orthodox person. I just am not. So, I finished up my undergraduate degree in home economics, which I like very much. Home and family go together, my friend. And can I tell you that during this time, I started reading, I subscribed to the Whole Earth Review, which was the Co-Evolution Quarterly, which was the I don't know if it's the main offshoot, but an offshoot of the Whole Earth Catalog. And I'm very sympathetic to that kind of thing. It's a very, very 60s, sort of thing. very much Hot Ashbury, what do you call those guys? Stuart Brandt, Kevin Kesey, stuff like that. Anyway, Whole Earth, the Whole Earth Review, and, I very much like the vibe of it. Now, I'm not into the strange kind of sexual perversion that they were also kind of into. I'm not into sexual perversion, obviously. If you've ever written anything I've ever done, that's something that I'm not into. Caused rifts in my family for my daughter, who was very much dabbling. I think still continues to this day, transgenderism. I see no transcendent path there. It's a horrible distraction, but let's not go there. So, you know, and I did that, and I've done technology stuff. I think I did it originally out of just boredom. And, I'm trying to think of anything better to say. Oh, no. Anyway, so I played for a long time between what I would consider to be home economics stuff and technology stuff. Here and there, and here and there, and here and there. I'm going way too fast. I'm trying to get around people, and I need to stop trying to get around people. I'll let this guy repass me because he wants to do reading. Okay. And I was just chasing the money. Chase money, 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 which I think pleased my wife very well. And I don't want to say anything bad about my wonderful wife, Lisa. Well, it's a good thing. She struggled. She struggled a lot. As a child, she didn't have much. Came from a very working class background. Very working, proudly working class. And she married this weird guy, me, who was developing into, oh, who knows what. But not blue collar. I'm not a blue collar guy. Not that I can't do some blue collar stuff sometimes, but not an academic particularly. But they're seeking for transcendence, seeking for something worthy. I ended up getting a master's degree. And it wasn't anything technical, it was in management. Yeah. I've scrubbed up against it. I was scrubbing up against it this last job change. And it just didn't come together. Apparently, I didn't have the kind of, I guess what they were looking for was a certain amount of, being beholden to something. And it was just brought up very, very much with, I just got another certificate. This is the IDLE, I always call it IDLE, but I guess it's ITEL, for foundation. Just enough, and it's service management. It used to be IT service management, so I think it's been made a little broader. Oops, I'm not going to do that yet. I've just been going, do I want to do this for the rest of my life? You go, no, I'm not interested. I keep getting the sirens call of, we've got more money for you. And I'm just not all that interested in more money. And so anyway, so it's been almost 10 years. I got my master's in IT management. And it's helped me, let me tell you, the effort I put into it, which wasn't very much, for the time I put into it, which was a bit, I sacrificed quite a bit to get that. I got better paying jobs. People were far more impressed with me with a master's degree than with a bachelor's that wasn't even in technology. Although this isn't, it wasn't in technology. Anyway, so the whole question came back, what should you do your doctorate in? And I've been trying for a long time to come up with something. A whole lot of PhDs are about being beholden to something. People will pay for you to get a PhD, but they want something in return. You know, that makes total sense. Says I'm not speaking against it to say this is something you should do, but I don't want to be beholden to anybody but God and God's purpose. So, anyway, and I looked on, I've been doing research, but Lisa tires of me doing research, probably because it's just not her thing. Sometimes she praises me, other times she goes, you're just a fanatic, and you go, I'm obsessed, yeah. I've got something of an obsession. And very early on in my exploration of autism, or I call it Zenus, was this obsessiveness. And what one chooses to do with it. Because I see, you know, because so many people look at it it's part of a malady. It is a almost disability to be obsessed, and it's like, no, no. You want to take that obsession and you want to apply it to something. But something worthy. It's got to be something worthy. So, I don't want to downplay what other people do. I'm just not interested in it. You know, like they say, well, right now you're working at Sandia National Lab. And, you know, we have this profound sense of mission. You know, and you go, I don't have any problem with what Sandia does. I don't even, everybody says, oh, nuclear weapons are horrible. You go, it is. They are. Well, you're a part of that thing, and that's what they do. And you go, well, it started there. But it's been kind of the expansion of it. I'm not saying I'm looking for a justification in any of it. But, yeah, am I going to get the kind of degree that they want? They go, no, not really. I had the opportunity to take a tour. And it was a tour of kind of the on-site museum. And what I brought back out of it was, these guys do good things. I'm glad they're here. It says, but I'm not... That's not where I feel led. I had played with family sovereignty a little bit before and then put it aside because I wasn't taking the time for it. I had other things going on. And I'm picking it back up again. And so it was like, so if I'm going to do this, what's the best way to do it? And I said, through preaching. And now, it isn't so much preaching to regular people, although I don't want to discount that. I don't want to say, oh, no, I don't want to preach to those people. But you want to preach to those who are more decision makers, those who are more leaders. And what I find is, I still need to overcome several problems I have. I've been making great strides in it, but I need to continue striding forward. So I got this Ubiquity University. It's very, I would have to say, it's almost secular religion. Now, I am a religious person, but I know that these secular religionists have tools and strategies that I don't know about. Either I've avoided them or something. And I'm feeling that I need to get, number one, I need to get contacts. Good morning. Thank you. So, so much problem here. There we go. From the old Whole Earth Review, it was tools and ideas. And I'm not, I'm not adverse to exploring new ideas, but what I want to do is get tools. And tools aren't just, you know, you think of a hammer or a saw, but tools really have more to do with added capacity, extension of ourselves, being able to getting tools. Tools to be able to forward whatever you're trying to accomplish. And it's a heck of a thing. I've been playing with the tool set of technology for a long time, but I need to get further tools. And I guess I scrubbed up against management. That's certainly a tool set. But I'm not, you know. I guess I tried to see it from the standpoint of human development. But management is institutionalized, a lot of workplace, a lot of things like that, a lot of those tools that get applied to people in the main, really, I don't like the taste of it. I don't like being managed. I don't like managing other people. It's just incompatible with me. So I said, well, how else do you do it? And you go, well, I said, that's the other great effect, and you go, ministry, doing it that way. A lot of these people become evangelists of one idea or another. So it's definitely kind of an idea of I really don't want to be a part of this. Okay. This road. To evangelize something, because you don't want people just to do what you want them to do. You want to convert them. And I'm seeing that in even the business side. People are starting to say, I want to convert you to this. And you go, well, I'm not willing to be converted to this. And I kind of see the writing on the wall for what I do, for saying, that's what we really want out of people. And you go, well, I'm not going to sign on for that. And pretty soon it'll be, well, we don't really need you. It's like, okay. I need something that frankly gives me a little more spare time. And a time, frankly, away from my family, so that I can concentrate more on something else, especially since I'm doing this doctorate. Which I'm gonna do. Further education is important. At least it is to me. So I'm wanting to collect tools to be more, persuasive, more powerful, I guess. And I want to, in a whole earth review, co-evolution quarterly sort of way, I want to I feel like that these are the kinds of peers I want to have. And these were people that were, hey, I mean, they didn't tend to be religious sorts, but they were religious about what they were about. The thing is, you just need to find a thing to be religious about. Now, it needs to be kind of social justice warrior-ish. I don't like a lot of social justice warriors, but their stridency, their devotion is something to get some a tool to take advantage of. But I think it's tricky because these are people who okay, I gotta go. Bye.